All right, welcome everybody. We are live. Appreciate, as always, everybody checking in. Got myself, Jay Rich, again, SleepyJay at pregame.com. You guys know how we do this. In case you do not, it's the NFL Live Move Show. We're going to break down these games as the lines are moving here. Woke up this morning, got a lot of action on the lines going back and forth. But, of course, let me bring in my co-host here, SleepyJay. What is up, my man? Good morning.
What's up, Jay Rich? Ready to rock and roll, man. How you doing today?
Man, I'm pumped too, man. I'm pumped. We got a lot of games. We've got a lot of information here to give the people, man. So again, want to thank everybody for listening. I hope everybody had a good holiday. We got a big show from our college show over the weekend too, man. A lot of people listening. So thanks everybody who got a chance to check out the show in between driving, in between cooking, in between kicking with your family. You guys still got some time, found some time to get a little gambling show in, man. It's always fun to see that. All right, Sleep, let's start it off, man. Games all over the place, a lot of movement. We're going to go through rotation order right now just because, you know, I think all these lines are pretty much moving. No ridiculous number there. We got something going up and down, like the Miami Jets games going up and down there. We got a couple of lines that have moved 10 or about 2 points or so overnight or since the lines have came out. So we'll get those in rotation order. But as always, for you guys that are listening later, we'll hit the Monday show in the Sunday night to get that over with for the people who are listening in specifically for that. So, Sleep, let's go to Baltimore-Cleveland. I kind of agree with this move here to Cleveland. Understand going away from Johnny Manziel, you know, just to me, who just was not getting it done. Occasionally he threw a deep ball, but he still didn't see what I need to see from a professional quarterback there. Baltimore, we all know their issues. They've lost some games probably that they should not have. I know the Jacksonville game was not their fault, but there's been plenty of games that they've lost that have been their fault, Sleepy. So couldn't agree more with this line move there. I think I missed the boat there from 1-3. That'll make me sit out on this Monday game. How about yourself? We got a total sitting at 41.5 also.
When I looked at that game, you know, immediately thought Cleveland might be the right side in that one. Obviously, Flacco is done for the year. Forsett, same thing. I mean, he got a broken arm. So you got to wonder how Baltimore is going to manage to go ahead and pick up the slack with their starting quarterback, starting running back out. We obviously know that team is limited with their wide receivers. Obviously, Steve Smith, another guy out for the year. You can't lose your best running back, your best wide receiver, and your quarterback and expect to really do much on the season. I mean, they're 3-7 on the year. Taking on the Cleveland Browns team, you know, as you just touched on, you know, Johnny Manziel, in the news again off the bye week. But that's key, I think, for Cleveland is a bye week. You know, sometimes distractions hurt on a short week, but on a bye week it really shouldn't matter too much. I don't think Cleveland probably cares that Johnny Manziel sitting on ducks in a pond somewhere sipping champagne with security, you know, guards trying to grip him up. But for the most part, Cleveland's had most of their success with McMahon, to be honest with you. I mean, they've won 2 games with him. I think Cleveland probably is the right side in this game. Laying 3.5, I would not do, though. I don't want to lay over the key number of 3, especially in a game, where you got a team that's 2-8 and 3-7. And you got to wonder if Cleveland continues to go ahead and lose, where they're going to sit. Are they going to go ahead and pick up a #1 draft pick? There's only a couple of teams out there right now that have 2 losses on the year, one of them being the Chargers, the other one being Tampa Bay. So they're right there in the running for the top pick. Will Cleveland go ahead and tank the game? I don't know. I think it would take, a lot for them to probably really tank and lose, being that Baltimore really doesn't have any other playmakers. So when I looked at the game overall, I thought maybe the under was probably the way to go. 41 right now, a lot of 41. There are some 41.5s. That would be the number that I would grab. I would think under because I don't know how Cleveland's going to be rust-wise, with McMahon coming in now. How is he going to feel after sitting out for 2 games? How's the timing going to be with that? And obviously Baltimore with their playmakers, how many points are they going to put on the board? So I would lean to the under in that one.
Yeah, I like to play McDowell. I like the way he's played. I like the way he's played early on in the season. You know, I thought he actually had some chemistry going on before he got the injury and had to sit down, man. So I think he comes in and gets that offense going. All right, let's go to the game. Man, what a terrible Monday night game that is. ESPN's just had awful games all year. Probably been in a couple of years. Let's go to the New England-Denver. Sleepy, everybody's talking about this one, man. The number – kind of moved. You got a lot of Denver money early, I think, is the main thing we have to highlight here as far as the market's concerned. Big push to Denver. Saw that line get under the 3 now. I think that's the way to go, to be honest, man. If you like Denver, I think you missed the boat. So to me, I could have had three. I'll be sitting out. I'm not interested really in the New England 2.5. I understand some of the situations out there saying, hey, man, look, Denver's defense has regressed and people are not noticing it, especially in the pass game. Quarterbacks have had success in the last couple of weeks there, Slivy. So that's something there you'd want to go take a look at if you plan on playing the side in this game. Total now sitting at 43. That's an interesting total there. Low, you know, want to check the weather, of course, being in Denver. Tom Brady does not have a good record in Denver. You know, every time he goes up to Denver, to me, I don't remember him playing a good game in Denver, just going off my memory. So that's something to take a look at. I wanted Denver there early, missed the boat with a three, Sleepy. That'll put me on the sidelines. How about yourself? Any interest in this game or anything you think that is interesting?
I actually like the under, and I actually like Denver in this one. I think that, you know, the issue with Brady, and you touched on it going across the country here, not playing well in Denver is definitely very, you know, it's probably going to happen here tonight. You got to take a look at really what weapons he has tonight. He doesn't have many at all. Obviously, Deion Lewis is out. Edelman's out. Amendola is out. And wide receiver Dobson is out. So you're missing three of your best wide receivers. They're all gone. And you're missing one of your running backs, who really, you know, is your real threat out of the backfield catching the ball. You're going to have to rely on LeGarrette Blount. You're going to have to rely on Gronk and probably the other tight end, Chandler. Look for New England probably to run two tight end sets here. And Brady, I mean, if you really look at what he did last week against Buffalo, a lot of grounders, a lot of pressure. I expect Denver to put the pressure on him. Don't be surprised if this is one of them games where it really, in reality, I would think, you know, Tom Brady tries to take a bye week for himself. Look for LeGarrette Blount to probably just run the rock. Regardless of the fact if New England loses this game, it's not really going to hurt them even for home field advantage. There's still two games up on Cincinnati. And then you take a look at what Denver has. Obviously, Manning is out. Osweiler is in there. Sanders is coming back for them, which is going to be a big help. But the one thing that Denver has struggled with has been the run. But I think that they could probably try to run here. They'd really try to get that going. And we don't know what's going to go on with Manning. But I think, you know, you take out the three receivers, the running back for New England. You also insert a quarterback here. And you know Denver wants to win the game. So I think they'll play it close to the vest. Try not to let Osweiler make any mistake. I like the owner in this one. I like that one rather strong. And I think Denver probably squeezes out a win here. Obviously getting points at home versus New England. We know the public is looking at New England and that undefeated record, and they're just firing away. But I have a gut feeling here that, you know, New England is the wrong side. I haven't talked to any of the professional bettors that actually like New England. Everybody's on Denver, and the majority like the under. So I fall right in line with them here.
Absolutely. All right, let's get to it, man. Again, we'll try and go in rotation order here. As the lines are going everywhere, we're seeing an odd move on the Jets late this morning, man. We saw 3.5, 4. Now seeing some 40 halves out there. Interesting number again with San Diego, Jacksonville. We'll get to that. It's 5 or pretty much under pretty much everywhere there. The Arizona, San Francisco game has come down from the 9. Pretty much a dead area anyway, but it's gone way under the 10. There's a lot of 10s, 10.5s out there earlier in the week. So I find that one interesting. So we'll talk about that. But let's start first. New Orleans going to Texans, going to the Houston Texans there, Sleepy. Sitting at 3, I really like the total here, Sleepy. I've already played this personally. It's jumped up, though, in the late last maybe hour, 2 hours. Saw some movement on that last night also. There, I think you're pretty safe if you're throwing that in a teaser anywhere because of the fact that, look, man, the Saints are still the Saints. The number that I saw that was the most damning there, Sleepy, is their quarterback versus the Saints, you know, turning a Superman here. 67% completion rate or completion percentage there, Sleepy, 8.9. yards per attempt, 28-4 touchdown interception ratio. Quarterbacks that get to play the Saints. I like the way the Hoyer's throwing the ball. I don't like Hoyer. I don't want him as my quarterback, Slippy, but somehow, some way, he's connected there with Hopkins. Hopkins is lighting up the league right now. I really like the way that offense is going in the passing game. Running, not so much. Go ahead and throw it all over the Saints. You know Drew Brees is going to get a chance to throw it all over the place, too. I know Houston, Texans, we've seen that defense come alive of late, Sleepy, similar to maybe KC. So that's going to be the issue. If you go and see the numbers that show you that, man, you think they're going to lock down the Saints, maybe go ahead and go off it. Maybe wait and see how high this line gets and go ahead and play against the market there at the 51 if it gets there, Sleepy. But for now, I think if you got it early, 47s, 48, 49. I think you got a pretty good number. As of right now, you probably want to go ahead and back up or using the teaser. What do you think about this game?
I absolutely love the over in this one. This one's sitting right now at about 50.5, 50 at most shops. For those of you guys who are out there who can get your bets in early, if you do agree with the over, you definitely want to do that now. This probably closes at 51. You know, I took a look at this game, and the over really stuck out to me in this one. Houston, obviously, we know that that team is number one right now with plays per game. I mean, their pace right now is the fastest in the NFL. We know the Saints have no problem playing up-tempo, obviously, with Breeze. I think the Saints have actually got it going with their wide receiver core and their running back with Ingram. I think they're going to be okay. I think they should be okay scoring points here. You know, the big key concern, looking at it stat-wise, over the last couple weeks has been Houston's defense on third down has been absolutely awesome. That's one of their strong points with that defense. But you're going to bring in the Saints, and the Saints are the number one third down converting offense. Do you know Houston's defense to regress slightly in this game? And obviously you have the Saints coming off of a bye as well. So their game plan should be actually pretty good for this game. I think you'll see Snead. I think you'll see Cooks running back. I think you'll see everything, you know, work out well for the Saints here. But Houston, their running back core is obviously beat up here. Foster's going to be out. They really haven't gotten much out of Alfred Blue. And Hopkins is coming off of a game where he really didn't factor in that game at all. So I think you'll see Hoyer throw up a bunch of passes today. Don't be shocked if you see 80-plus passes combined. I think this goes well over the total. I think this is an absolute shootout. As I said, if you like the over, you better get it now because it's at 50.5, pretty much payment across the board. I think it closes 51, and you want to avoid that key number of 51. 50.5 is definitely the right number. I like the over. I like it strong. I think it definitely goes over.
Boom. All right, let's hit one more, and then we'll bring in our boy Scott from the D-Man. He's got a couple of best bets he wants to get to us there. Sleepy, I like this game, man. Minnesota going through Atlanta. I really do. You know, and it's funny with the Vikings there. You know, they're my darlings last year. Really liked that team. This year, I think everybody was on them. We all perplexed about that San Francisco game, but ever since then, they've been reeling off wins. Sleepy getting it done. Can't knock them at all. I don't like the matchup here. I don't like the matchup here, and I love the fact that everybody is now off the Falcons. I mean, you bring up the Falcons to someone who bets the NFL week after week. I mean, their face kind of gives that ugly look. They hate the Falcons. Everybody's gone down to the Falcons. Everybody can remember losing that Tennessee game, right? Everybody sees my man throwing the picks in his own red zone, Matt Ryan. You know, people now don't want to call him Matty Ice anymore. You can't get any more lower than what the Falcons are right now in the NFL better. I love this number down. It got as low as one. Sleepy, I saw during the week. I grabbed that up, you know, with a smile on my face. But let me tell you something about the Vikings there. Listen, they love to rush the ball. They can't pass at all. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater has 8 passing touchdowns. It's ridiculous. They're not an offense that you're scared of at all. You go to the Falcons. You ask somebody, hey, man, how's the Falcons defense? They're not going to tell you the Falcons defense is any good. Low rate of rushing against the Falcons there. They haven't allowed a 100-yard rusher since last year. Last year, on first down, Sleepy, the great at holding people under 4 yards on that first down, you know, which is huge, as we all know. So the Falcons can play good rushing defense there. You're not going to be able to beat them over the air because the Vikings just don't have that capability. You know, so I think it's very predictable that this line came down. The Falcons, the Vikings have been beating people now. Everybody now loves them again after hating them since week one. Sleepy, and now you're coming to the Falcons. Now we're going to give them 3 points. We all know that home field is worth more than that, right? Especially when it comes to these teams that can't even pass the ball, which is what you want to do in that arena there, Sleepy. So I like Atlanta. I like the money line there. You can go ahead and catch that. I got it, 125. I'll take the 1 point. If you don't mind giving that to me, very nice. I think this comes up a little later towards kickoff, Sleepy, as people realize there's only one way to go. But to me, I think all the publics there are going to be on the Vikings because we're now in love with them again, and everybody hates the Falcons. This is very simple there. You take the Falcons there, man. You go do some errands. You come back and cash the ticket later, man. The Falcons get it done at home, in my opinion. Your thoughts?
I like a lot of the things you said about the game. To be honest with you, I'm not on a side here, but I absolutely love the under. As you touched on, you know, the Vikings really struggle to pass the ball. One of the things, you know, with Bridgewater, 8 touchdowns on the year, as you said, but the Vikings love to run the ball right now. They're third ranked in the league, and one of the big things, you know, that you got to take a look at here is Atlanta's offense right now. They're going to be without Devontae Freeman, and they're also going to be without their wide receiver, Hankerson. So you're going to have a little bit of limitation here with Atlanta. Can you rely on Julio Jones to constantly, you know, go ahead and pick up yardage? I would look, if you guys are fantasy guys, you know, maybe picking up Jacob Tammy today because they're going to be limited. Obviously, Freeman was used out of the backfield, and Hankerson, you know, was probably, I would say, maybe their number two, even with Roddy White, you know, on that team. I mean, you would have to say Hankerson was definitely the number two. So I think they're going to be limited. I think that Atlanta, my opinion, will play a close game today, but I think Minnesota will try to run. That Minnesota defense has been really good this year. I mean, they only allow 18 points per game. That's very good. I think they have 23 sacks on the year as well. So I could see them really pressuring Ryan and saying, you know, you guys are going to have to develop some type of a run game here in order to, you know, to really move the chains. And that's one thing Atlanta doesn't do well is run the ball. So if they do go ahead and try to run today, it's going to be limited. It's probably going to send them into, you know, in multiple punts. I like the under. I think 45 is a steal. It was at 45.5 at a lot of places. I would not be shocked to see this drop down to 44. You're getting a good number with 45. I can't see how this game goes over. 78% of the public right now is on the over. This is a pure play. You fade the public. I don't know how they're on the over in this game. It just makes no sense. I broke this game down twice, and everything just says the under. It's telling me it's one of those two-point games, three-point games, right in line with what the line is, but 45 is way too high. This game definitely goes under today. I really like it a lot.
Man, I agree with you on the total there also. Sleep made me one of the things I wrote down in my notes. I was surprised to see that the number was going to the bite. The line there on the side was going towards the Vikings while the over was being pushed up. To me, that wouldn't make sense. That would be the opposite of what you would think this game would be correlated to. If you think the Vikings are going to win, you got to see that this is going to be a low-scoring game. You can't say the Vikings are going to win in a shootout. You know, get the fuck out of here. It's going to be 51 points with the Vikings winning this game. You know, I'll take your money on that one. That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, so I'm with you. When I saw that, too, I think, matter of fact, I think season that over there, I mean, season under, there's got to be one of the teaser plays of the day. Got a couple there with New Orleans, Houston, obviously. We'll get to the teaser of the day later, see if one of those two totals, there are a couple two games already, if Sleepy likes either one of those for his teaser of the day. Let's bring in a friend of the show, Scott from the D. He likes two games here. He's going to talk Pittsburgh, Seattle, Sleepy. We'll talk about that one. Scott, if we can get you to talk New England, Denver first, and then we'll go into Pittsburgh, Seattle. Sleepy and I can get our thoughts after you on the second game. But first, let's bring in Scott. Scott, what's up? Thanks for joining the show. And what you got for New England, Denver, man?
Good morning, Jay Rich. Good morning, Sleepy Jay. Coming from the big house in Ann Arbor down to the Red Wing game in Detroit at JLA today. Only got a few minutes. Right. I'm on the road. Pittsburgh, Seattle. I'm a Steeler fan. I got down on Pittsburgh +4 early. I love that. I also like the under in that game. Last time they played, it was 24-0. It also masked out to a 37 on my math. On the New England-Denver game, don't really have a side on the game. I love the under in this game. Tom Brady without weapons or expecting 1 to 3 inches of snow, just a couple things to take into consideration, you know, minus the math in the game. I know the game was 43-21 last time they played each other, but this is not the same game, not the same teams, not the same quarterback, not the same players. So that's who I like in those two games, Jay Rich.
Like it, Scott, like it. Last thing, you're going to the game, of course. You got to tell us who you like, man. Those of you guys who don't follow, got to start following hockey, man. Scott knows it. Check out Scott at Scott from Detroit on Twitter. Not who you like in Florida. I know you're a little biased, but how do you see the game playing out, man? Panthers playing the Red Wings.
Well, we got your favorite goalie in there, Jay Rich. We got Mazurek playing today. I think he might pitch a shutout. They might get a goal or two on him, but the Red Wings are going to get at least three and win this game money line. I took a minus 140.
Do me a favor, see any of the Red Wing brass, tell them to sit Howard on the bench. Give him an early retirement. Then there's no reason to bring him in. All the numbers are ridiculous, man. You go to a 2.4 GAA down to a 2.2 with Mazurek, man. It's save percentage, 20% off. I don't know why they put Howard in there. Tried to bring his confidence up against the Oilers, and he wet the bed again. Tell him to sit his ass on the bench for the rest of the season. Let the kid play. All right, Scott, hey, thanks for jumping in, man. Appreciate it. Yeah. Get a couple of pictures out there from the game, brother.
Will do.
All right, man. Talk
Have a
to
nice
you next
day.
Time. All right, Sleep. So, I mean, said like the under there. We talked about that game as far as New England goes. Let's go ahead and hit Pitt, Seattle, see if you like that, man. Kind of like Pittsburgh there, like the under. You know, I like what I heard from that one. Let me go to my notes. Don't know how much I have on that under. Pitt's coming off a bye. I think that's going to be huge there. Williams, one thing to note, he's actually averaging over 100 yards when Bell's out, Sleep. So how much are they going to continue to try and run on Seattle down there? in Seattle. You're not going to lean to Pittsburgh. I think everybody's still scared of Seattle's like a sleeping giant. They're sleeping. You know, they're the hot girl that was hot like in high school. I'm not sure if they're going to come back, but every time people talk about this game, they talk about, well, is Seattle ready? Did they flip the switch? You know, so one, do you believe that Seattle flipped the switch? Can they make the playoffs, or is this team done and we just need to go ahead and admit it? Or, hey, man, there's still a team with championship pedigree, sleeping any time they could turn it on, and maybe Pittsburgh should be scared here coming in, probably thinking they can go ahead and get a win even in Seattle. Your thoughts?
Well, you know Seattle's lost 2 games this year at home already, but it's a pretty good ball club, so you can't take anything away. I think they lost to Carolina and they lost to Arizona. Marshawn Lynch will not play in the game, so that's going to be probably a pretty big hit to them. But I know their backup running back, Rawls, has actually been pretty decent. Really, I think it comes down to, you know, the legs of Russell Wilson, how he manages to go ahead and operate in the scheme. I mean, Steelers' defense has actually been much better than what I predicted. I thought they were going to be, you know, bottom 10, bottom 5, and I was absolutely wrong with them. But obviously with Big Ben coming back, I mean, you still got Brown, you still got Bryant, you got Wheaton, you got the running back of Williams you just touched on. I think it'll be a pretty good game, pretty solid wager. As far as grabbing points in this one, I think this line just came down to 3, and like Scott said, he grabbed it at 4. I know that one opened up at about 4.5. So if you got the game early, you got a good number there with Pittsburgh. But right now, I would probably, if I was going to look at the game, if you were going to take Seattle, I would recommend probably buying that down to probably 2.5. And if you wanted Pittsburgh, maybe buy that up to 3.5. That's 3-point game written really all over. I could see one of those 24-23 games where it gets close to the total. You know, if you have the over, you get bit. Maybe a 24-20 or a 24-21 type of game, something like that. Maybe a 2-point game somewhere in that area. But I do like the under. I lean to Pittsburgh at 3.5, but that number's really, it's gone away now. So.
Agreed. Man, agreed. All right, let's go to St. Louis, Cincinnati. Man, there's 3 games back-to-back here going in rotation order that I like. Sleepy, again, you know, listen, man, I can go on a rant on the Rams every single year. You know, every year, you know, the sharp guys give us these damn Rams, and every year they fail. Sleepy, I mean, every single year. I mean, once again, you know, this is going to be another season win totals. Easy cash bet. So I think I got 8. If I didn't get 8, I think I got 8.5. The Rams just continue to not get it done. They're sleepy. So now they're going to be a big road, you know, dogs here, of course. And the question is, can Cincinnati go ahead and cover this? I think they can. You know, I think they can, sleepy. On the road there, the Rams are not a scary team when they get away from that shitty stadium. You know, they're not really good at all. 1-5 on the road, only averaging 16 points of offense. You know, I don't know if they got lucky or if they got bad luck catching Foles to get back in there. I'm not sure who's the worst quarterback there. They might have got lucky concussion-wise in order to make Foles get back in there because I think Keenan was going to just get destroyed today. The Rams just are not going to be able to hold up here as offensively. I don't think they're going to be able to score enough points. I understand everybody hates the Red Rival. I think most of you guys you're just either racist or you don't like the red hair. I don't know what it is. The red hair, again, I'll say it again, most people just don't like the Red Rifle, man. He tried to style it cool for people. Sleepy's trying to scream, hey, I'm cool, man, like me. You know, no one likes him. I don't know what the hell he was doing with J.J. Watt. I mean, who can make J.J. Watt look cool? J.J. Watt's the biggest poser, and somehow my man Red Rifle meant to make J.J. Watt look like the cool person after that game. I don't know how he did it. I would never want to kick it with J.J. Watt. I don't understand. Well, anyway, Sleepy, say all that to say, I like Cincinnati. Probably going to make it for my teaser of the day because I think they get it done there with St. Louis come to town. You thought somewhere crazy up in the 10s, you should be able to get under the 10 somewhere, Sleepy, and go ahead and be able to cash this ticket with Cincinnati. I think they get it done at home. What say you?
Yeah, I actually gave this one out to a couple of my personal buddies here when this one was at 8.5. They got hold of me early. I said, hurry up and get it. Because this line's probably going to steam back up to 9.5, 10, and sure enough, that's where that number sits right now. Cincinnati coming off 2 losses, going back to the jungle, man. I'll tell you, it's a tough place to play, especially for a team coming in there, you know, with really, you know, a wounded team. The Rams right now, they're going to bring Foles back in. We know Keenan got banged up, and he probably, you know, won't even see the field here. He's coming off a concussion. But I think one of the big injuries in this game, a lot of people probably aren't going to talk about it, believe it or not, is Legatron, the Rams kicker, the place kicker. He's probably going to end up sitting today. He is listed as questionable. Zuerlein, you know, he can kick a man from 55, 50 yards, you know, over and over and over again and really keep that team in the game. If he's out, they'll probably miss a couple, you know, opportunities for long field goals and end up having to punt here. Obviously, there are some distractions as well with the Rams. You know, their wide receiver, Stedman Bailey, had some issues earlier on in the year with some drugs and stuff. He was suspended. But he was actually shot in the head twice down in Miami. Now, thank God the guy lived.
Yeah.
But some distractions with, you know, with the Rams right now. Bengals right now, 3-1, ATS at home. This team's only lost one home game, coming off of two losses. Obviously, you talked about the Red Rifle. I think he'll bounce back with Gio, Hill. I mean, you got multiple options on the outside. I mean, you got A.J. Green, you got, you know, Lewis, you got Sanu. Tyler Eifert actually caught the ball last week. He didn't drop anything, so he looks pretty good. But, you know, 90% of the people are on Cincinnati money line. They don't want to lay the 9 or the 10. So what I chose to do, Jay Rich, was I chose to take Cincinnati at the 8.5, and I teased them 7 points. Or actually, I got them at 9, and I teased them 7 points. I got them at minus 2. So I got underneath that key number of 3. I thought that was huge. Cincinnati probably wins this game. I agree with you. They probably blow them out. But I really like them in a teaser play laying underneath that key number of 3. That's the direction that I went. But Cincinnati laying 10, 10.5 to me really doesn't have a whole lot of value. I see a lot of value in the teaser here.
Yeah, absolutely. They made almost every one of my teaser cards there. You know, I already talked about that. I like Atlanta. They're on it with Atlanta. I got to win a couple of totals of those games. They already talked about the New Orleans, Houston, and the Minnesota, Atlanta game. Yes, I'm all over Cincinnati on the side there, straight up, and to go ahead and get it teaser-wise for us also. No doubt about it. Let's go to Tampa Bay, Indianapolis. 4 straight games that I'm really pumped out about and that I like. Listen, man, if I don't like a game, there's no hype for me, man. There's no real reason. Same with Sleepy J. I always say that you can hear it. You can tell. That's another one. I wouldn't say I love this one. I'd say I like this one. I like this game entertainment-wise. I'm not in love with the side like the other three, but I think there is one way to go or to just get the hell off the game, man. I think it's Tampa Bay or nothing there, Sleep. Look, no one likes, you know, Tampa Bay until recently. Finally, you saw Winston be able to go through a couple of games without picks. Seen him starting to throw the ball well. He's got that patented smile on his face now as he's lighting fools up. The muscle hamster that doesn't like the nickname muscle hamster is now starting to run. I just found out he's in a contract year, Sleepy. I did not know that. I was seeing if this line was going to go up, man. I was gonna be interested in taking Tampa Bay money line. I think they can win this game outright. Got to lean towards the over. Colts 21st versus the pass right now, I think is the key. 21st versus the pass right now. I know they're at home, and that scares everybody. They scares everybody. But they just lost to the Saints a couple of weeks ago at home. You know, so I think, again, Tampa Bay is going to be on the perhaps tease of the week card, perhaps. We'll see what happens there. I want to see what that team total is for Tampa Bay also. When you talk, I'm going to go and look that up, see what that team total is for Tampa Bay. I think they're going to be able to score and move the ball here is Tampa Bay. But we'll see what Indiana does. Man, listen, I know they've won a couple of games with the old man behind center there, Sleepy, but they haven't lit fools up. In other words, that offense is suddenly not a juggernaut. With the guy in the back. He's just not throwing picks like Mr. Bald Man from Stanford was doing. Luck, you know, and it took a couple of weeks for people to finally start calling him out. So I think that's the key to it. No picks, which is huge, Sleepy, but they're really not lighting people up. And I think in order to beat Tampa Bay, you're going to have to go in and throw some points. Don't sleep on that Tampa Bay defense. I didn't even write the stats down. I think people are sleeping on them. We're talking about the Minnesota defense, not Tampa Bay's. What's your thoughts on this one? I think it's Tampa Bay or nothing for myself. I may end up on that side, teaser or team total somehow, some way. I'll be on this Tampa Bay team.
Well, since you touched on two things that absolutely have nothing to do with the game, Hasselbeck being the old man, you know, it's actually funny. You know, I was reading up, you know, Hasselbeck's actually the oldest quarterback in the league, and he's going to face Winston, who's the youngest quarterback in the league. And, you know, you talked about the Tampa Bay rushing offense. I mean, they're very good right now, number 2 in the league, muscle hamster. You know, that's one of the nicknames that he doesn't like. So he started to go with
right.
Duggernaut. So, just to let everybody know, if you're calling him the muscle hamster, start calling him Duggernaut. But, you know, he rates, you know, to be called that. And as you said, he's playing in a contract here. He's been running. He's really been running his tail off. Tampa Bay right now, 4-1 ATS on the road. I think that really, you know, holds some walk. You know, Colts 5-5 overall on the year. Really, this is a big game for them. I think they're 2-3 at home. ATS right now, not really that good, and they're 2-3 straight up. Hasselbeck 3-0 on the year as a starter. You got to wonder if this is the game that he probably drops running back Gore for Indianapolis, is banged up as well. You know, Tampa played really good, man. They're coming off 45-point winner against Philly where they did not let up. Everything was working for them. The run game, the defense, passing offense, the kicking game, everything worked for them. They're going to take another game here on the road. Now, I don't really like playing teams back-to-back, especially teams, you know, that I'm not that high on. But, you know, I've been kind of high on Tampa Bay. You know, I told you last week that I thought that they could win 8 games, and I think they're very much in line to do so. I would have to lean here and agree with you. I'd probably take Tampa Bay. I think that, you know, getting points here with them is the way to go. I think if you can catch a 3 and you have the opportunity to potentially buy a half a point, that would be the way I would go. I would probably take Tampa Bay plus 3.5, and I would feel pretty strong about that. You know, I also like the over in this game as well. You know, one of the things to take note of with Tampa Bay, you know, they've really been throwing the ball well with Winston. I think he had, what, 5 touchdowns against Philly. Why would they want to change anything that's not broken right now? Go in, execute the same game plan, and rock and roll against these guys. I think it goes over. I think Hasselbeck will go ahead, get some scores today. I think the running game probably will get some scores. Special teams probably is going to be the way that this one gets over. But I like Tampa Bay. 70% of the bets right now on Tampa Bay on the money line at plus 135. So Tampa Bay is probably the way to go, but I would buy that hook. I'd get them at 3.5.
Nice. Okay, nice. Let's go to it, man. Another game, man. I'm not in love with, but I like a couple of numbers here, a couple of injury notes, and maybe you could piggyback on it. I know you got some notes written down for this one also. Giants going to the Redskins here. This one quickly went from 2 to 2.5, Sleepy, interesting enough, but now starting to come down. So this line's dancing a little bit. Now we're looking at the Giants 1, 1.5. Total still sitting about 47, 47.5, pretty much the predominant number there, Sleepy. Interesting things here, Sleepy, but they're counteracting each other. They're going up against each other, and when that happens, I tend to just kind of back off. Giants have a lot of O-line injuries, and particularly 2, and they're mulling those around, moving people from one percentage to another. So a lot of weird things happening with that Giants offensive line. JPP, he looked pretty damn good last time I saw him, Sleepy. I saw him going up to Brady, and you know, 1 finger or 5. He did look like he had the necessary tools to go ahead and get the job done. So I like that. Can the Giants get a pass rush? They've been missing that. On the other side, Washington is hurt in the secondary, man. Quarterback down, safety injury. You know, no big rush for them. So you look at the Giants, going to probably be able to go ahead and light up that secondary there and get points. So maybe I look at the Giants team total. If I can go grab that, I'm still looking for the Tampa Bay one also. That's where I would lean. Not really interested in the side. It'd have to be the over or nothing. But, you know, of course, that Washington can sometimes go ahead and rush the ball. So, you know, unless you're going to tell me there that the Giants have a pretty good rushing defense, man, which I did not look up, that's the only thing that would maybe scare me off the over. But I think it'd be over specifically, though. I'd look at the Giants team total under. What do you find interesting about this one, Sleep?
Quite a bit, actually. You know, I like this game. This is the one team I actually teased with Cincinnati. I teased Washington up to plus 9.5 because I actually think they could actually win this game outright. A couple things to take note of. We know the Redskins got blown out last week against Carolina, but don't put too much stock into the final scoreboard. One thing that we take note of, especially at pros, are teams coming off of a blowout loss. They got blown out last week. Now they come back home. They're facing the Giants. Yes, the Giants are off a bye, but we always like to go ahead and look at teams who get blown out. Why did they get blown out? They turned the ball over 5 times in that game against Carolina. If you watch that game, it was close until they started to consistently turn the ball over and over and over again. You know, Washington has their team back. They got Deshaun. They got Garcon. They got Crowder. They got Morris. They got Jones in the backfield. Cousins coming off a bad game. I think he steps up here today at home. Believe it or not, man, I have the Redskins as the best team in that division right now. The Giants' pass defense is dead last. I think Cousins can bounce back here. The Giants' rushing attack on offense, they're ranked 26th in the league, so they're almost dead last. Only issue I have here for the Redskins, cornerback Culver is out. Cornerback Breland is questionable. But the Skins' defense is ranked 9th right now, and they faced some pretty good quarterbacks. They faced Cam Newton, Ryan, Fitzpatrick, Brady, Breeze, and Eli. When I look at who the Giants have beat this year, they beat up on Tampa Bay, Philly, who's a disaster, Dallas, who's an absolute disaster, San Fran, another disaster. All those teams with 3 bad quarterbacks, and a rookie quarterback, and the only team they beat that's quality is the Bills. 83% are on the Giants. Everybody I talked to this morning, they love the Giants. I'm on the opposite side. I'm taking the Skins in a teaser plus a 9.5. I wouldn't be shocked if they threw that game and won that game outright. I like the Skins big time. I think they can win that game. But 9.5, man, seems like a really good number to me. Over that key number 7, I'm putting the Skins and the Bengals in a teaser today. I'm going to win that one.
Boom. All right, like it. Like it. Let's hit the next one. In Oakland going to Tennessee. This one went down from the 2, down to the 1.5 there for the Raiders. They're odd to be, again, a road team favorite. You know, I've seen pick'ems out there now, so that line's, you know, crashing even more this morning. You know, understandably so. Look, the Titans have been a team, you know, certain people who can have the ability to move lines that they have liked all year. So this doesn't shock me. This might be the saddest time as far as Raiders backers have been. Man, this might be 3 weeks in a row. You know, they've either lost or didn't at least cover ATS-wise. They're sleepy. So the question is, you know, can they get that offense going against the Titans? You know, so I'll let you talk this one there, Sleep, because that to me is the answer. If you tell me, yes, you think the Titans there can get lit up by the Raiders offense, then I like the Raiders. If you're going to tell me the Titans defense, which I've heard something about, but listen, I didn't go deep into the numbers this week. You tell me, hey, man, if you take a look at it, the Titans defense probably going to lock them up. You know, then I'd rather sit off on the sideline. I don't expect the Titans to win this game, but to me the question is, can Oakland finally move the damn ball? Of course, they got to keep my man, I'm forgetting his name right now, from fumbling. Is it Jones? My man fumbles every damn week. He's got to average 2 fumbles a damn game, man. Not lost, but he fumbles every damn game. I see this guy fumble, man. Now text my buddy, a Raiders fan. Yo, man, has this been happening every year? Every game. I mean, every game all year, this guy fumbles the damn ball. So if we can keep that from happening there, Sleepy, I think they can get the win. But to me, if you know the answer to that question, what do you think about the Raiders being able to go ahead and pass on the Titans today?
I actually like this game, and I like Oakland again. You know, it's a team that's been favored, you know, 3 times this year, you know, on the road, which is, you know, it tells you something really about the Vegas guys, that, you know, that they actually think that Oakland's a quality team. Do I think they can pass on Tennessee? I actually do. I think that Cooper, Crabtree, I think Tavius Murray coming out of the backfield, you know, will be okay. One thing I noticed with Oakland, you know, they've been using their tight end a lot lately too. So it's really helping them overall. You know, that team right now on the road is 3-2 with their ATS, so not that bad overall. I think that, you know, a couple big things here that I really look at. Give me a game where Oakland can play their best defensive game. It's got to be this game. They're 4-6 right now, but there's a lot of teams right now in the AFC that are 4-6 and 5-5 that are actually looking at that last wild card spot. Oakland knows it. You know it. I know it. If they lose the game today, their playoff chances are all but done. But if they win, they still have a decent shot. Tennessee right now, 2-8 on the year. You know, you got to wonder, do they even want to win this game, to be honest with you? I think they probably just go in here and probably, you know, have a tough day, to be honest with you. I think they will have a tough day. I think Oakland can step up on defense. Kendall Wright will be back in here for Tennessee, so that does help them. You know, 76% of the bets right now are coming in here on the over. I'm not so sure about that. I think Oakland will be able to shut down Tennessee, to be honest with you. But here's one of the things that a lot of people don't look at. And when you actually have the time to sit and look at games, you know, you can find these things. First 2 teams of the year to have bye weeks, Tennessee and New England. They have both had bye weeks going back to week 4. These teams have been rocking and rolling now for 8 straight weeks. You know, I like to play on a team, you know, that had a bye week later or in, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, where I look at the bye week. But when I find a team who had a bye week early, especially Tennessee now, you know, with their quarterback has been rather limited. You know, Mariota hasn't really done much. Their running game hasn't been all that great. I mean, Sankey's average at best, and their wide receiver core has been banged up. You know, this team's probably limping in here right now, 2-8. How much momentum do they have? You got to ask yourself, who's the hungrier team? It's got to be Oakland at 4-6. If you're only laying a point, lay it. I'll take Oakland today. I think they get a big win here. I think the game actually goes under the total, but I think Oakland probably wins this game somewhere around maybe 7-10 points. I don't think Tennessee will factor in this one. I like the Raiders.
Man, all right, let's go to the next one. We got Buffalo going up against KC. Buffalo, man, with a terrible, terrible schedule right now. They're about to hit their 3rd straight road game. After they go home to Houston, they got 2 more road games after that, going to the NFC East. In fact, three straight NFC East games before finishing up with the Jets. Man, tough scheduling breakup here right now for the Bills. This number has been crashing. This number has been crashing, man. You know, all the KC love. You heard nothing but KC the last couple of weeks now. But now this line's down through six, 5.5, now seeing fours. There were 4.5s out earlier this morning, now straight fours across the board. Sleeping, some money has come in somehow, some way, from someone on the Bills here. I think the number was just too high. The number was too high. That did, as a matter of fact, that was one of the games I just was not excited with. Thought the number was too high. Wasn't really excited to play the Bills at all. You know, would probably lean to KC, go ahead and get in the win. But there was no way I was interested in them at six, even at five. Still not very interested in that four. Yeah, I think you got to get under three for me to get an interested there with the KC Chiefs. But understandably, they've been playing well, Sleepy. Again, I think they get the win. But the question is, did I get interested on the side? And not so much. Not so much. So interested to see what Buffalo does here coming off the New England game. Can they get a win? That'd be an interesting trend to find out, man, how Rex Ryan does coming off of the Bill Belichick game. Just I'm sure he wants to win that game so bad. Just interested there. Didn't go check it out. Just came to my mind right now. Just wondering how he does coming off those games in general, as teams do. So, you know, I think KC get the win here, Sleepy. You know you're looking under first before anything. That number's coming down 42 down to 41. Even see a 40.5 at BetOnline right now. Sleepy, so probably you're looking at an under in the KC win here, in my opinion. But I didn't jump in either way. May get interested there, though, on that total. How about yourself?
Well, you know, I broke the game down, and when I looked at it, I said, you know, Kansas City's been hot. Who'd they beat? They beat up a broken-up and beat-up Steelers team. They beat the Lions, who were at that time were actually terrible, but they're playing better now. They beat Manning, who actually was just a complete mess, and they had injuries on that team. And they beat the Chargers, who are absolutely one-dimensional and probably won't win a game for the rest of the year. So they got four wins in a row, but, I mean, in reality, everything was really handed to them on a platter. They beat the Texans in week one. That was their only other win. So, yeah, this team's 5-5, but in my mind, they're lucky to be, you know, 3-5, to be honest with you. They fell into a win with Pittsburgh. If Pittsburgh was healthy, they'd have got rocked. And if they played the Broncos healthy, they'd have got rocked. And probably the Chargers, if they didn't have all their wide receivers, they probably would have gotten rocked. And I know a lot of guys saw this line here at 5, and they probably thought, you know, maybe the trap game of the week. And, you know, I kind of agreed with it to a certain extent. But, again, 4.5 points with the Bills isn't all that bad. You know, you had mentioned it, you know, with the Bills coming off of their big loss, obviously, to the Patriots. Probably, you know, this team probably steps up as much as they can today. Tyrod Taylor will play. I think that's huge. Two big injuries, though, for Kansas City. Their backup running back, West, he's been limited in practice all week. He looks like he's going to be a game-time decision, or he's going to be listed as doubtful. Chiefs tight end Kelsey, he's going to be a go, but he's banged up as well. Now, the Bills got some defensive issues with their injuries. Obviously, their defensive end, Mario Williams, he's out. Tackle Williams is out. They have a guard also on the offensive line that's out in Miller. Kansas City passing attack, you know, they're ranked 24th, and that's really what they're going to have to rely on today. But the Bills passing defense ranks 20th. But one of the things to note about the Bills passing defense, they only allow 6.6 yards per catch, which is really, I think it's either third or fourth ranked in the NFL. So they could really slow down the pass. And we know Kansas City only has, you know, 10 passing touchdowns on the year. I like the under in the game. I think it comes under. I think this is actually a pretty good matchup. Bills defense versus KC's offense. This number right now is sitting at 41. I still think it goes under. I think this is one of them ugly games. Maybe one of those 16, 13, somewhere in that area. They're calling for some wind today. It's going to be actually chilly in Kansas City today. So it's probably going to be a sloppy game. I think the under is the way to go. I would look at Buffalo plus 4.5. It's probably the line you can get, you wanted to get, if you can get it. But to be honest with you, I really don't like the game overall. Interested to watch it, but I think the under is probably the best bet.
All right, let's do it. We got Miami going to New York here, Sleep. This line's been doing some dancing, man, all week. 4 down to 3.5 is as low as I saw it get during the week. Now back up to 4. Now 4.5. You know, I don't see it, man. I'm not in love with the Jets at the number. At the number. You know, under 3, you probably could have got me in a haze to throw some money on the Jets there under the 3. It's going to be at 4.5, and it's been sitting at 4 most of the week again until it dipped for a while under the 3. I'm just not excited. No Revis. today, which was to me, which is huge. You know, we haven't really heard from Miami. People are kind of off Miami, man. Campbell not getting a lot of love, man. I can see go ahead and the Jets blowing this game. What happened to all the love we were giving for Bowles? You know, listen, man, you guys are, you probably every tell if you listen to me every week, like, I like Rex Ryan. And, you know, one of the reasons why everybody shits on Rex Ryan. And now, you know, Bowles comes in here. He did a good job with the Cardinals. You know, they went out to a couple of wins there, Sleep, and I actually like the way the offense was playing there for the Jets. You know, and suddenly everybody's giving the credit to Bowles again. You know, usually when you come in with somebody else's players, we credit the other team. You credit the other coach. Bowles getting all the credit for a couple of damn wins with the Jets because people have low expectations of that damn team because loser quarterback Geno Smith was not in there, right? To me, it's very simple. Geno's in there, they don't win that game. I like the way Fitzpatrick is actually playing. 4 interceptions, though, in the last 2 games. Sleepy only had 2, and I'm stealing it from ESPN right now. Only had 2 in the previous 5 games. The last 2 games, he's thrown 4. You know, but is he injured, that hand? We all know about that situation. You know, this comes down to just the number there, Sleep. Not in love with that number at 4.5. If you're going to make me play it, I'd be taking Miami at that number. Again, no Revis, that's going to be huge to me. No question Miami can win this game. Not really excited, though, to jump on it at all. But if you make me, I'll take the 4.5. How about yourself?
Yeah, I would actually be on the Jets here at 4. I wouldn't lay the 4.5. Obviously, you know, you don't want to lay that type of number. But a lot of things, in my opinion, line up here for the Jets. You know, I think Marshall and Decker will probably have a pretty big game today. Miami's back end, they're really not that good. Now, if you look at the stats, they rank 18th in pass defense, but they haven't really had to face many tough quarterbacks. Cousins, Bortles, Tyrod Taylor, Hoyer, Castle, Sanchez. I mean, there's really not an elite quarterback really in that group. I mean, the best quarterback they probably faced was Fitzpatrick, and actually the Jets beat Miami this year. That game was in Wembley. They won that game 27-14. They actually won it rather convincingly. So it wasn't like the game was in Miami. Both teams were on the road. So if the Jets won that game, you know, away from their stadium, now they're going to come back home. I really like that matchup with them today. 66% of the people are on the Jets today. I'm not surprised. I think the total right now split at about 50-50 at 42.5. You know, really, in my opinion, I really think the Jets need to pick up a win today and start to try to pull away for some of these playoff teams. You know, we were just talking about teams that are 5-5, 4-6. You know, they got Tennessee, they got Dallas, they got the Giants on deck. They could really go ahead and, you know, help themselves win today. A couple key injuries you touched on. One was Revis. Yeah, he's going to be out. And their safety, Bailey, he's going to be out. Now, the Jets have actually held it together with the secondary, even though these guys have been banged up. So their center, Mangold, he's going to be in today. That's going to be a big help. Dolphins, they have some injuries. Their tackle, James, is out. Linebacker, McCain, is going to be doubtful for the game. Wide receiver, Landry, will probably play. But I think the way to go in this one is the Jets. I'd lay the 4. I don't feel too I don't feel too scared about that. I think the Jets is definitely the way to go. I'd lay 4 if that's the best number you can get. 4.5, I probably wouldn't do it. I like the Jets here. Maybe even look at the Jets in a teaser. I just don't think Miami has what it takes to go ahead and get a win here on the road in New York. I think New York's going to really be gunning for a game today. I look for Marshall and Decker to really take the top off. I think Fitzpatrick will just let it rip. And obviously, the Jets' running game has been very good. I mean, ranked, you know, right in the top of the league. I just think Miami's up against it. I don't trust Tannehill on the road and against New York. I just don't see it. The only way that Miami's going to keep this close is if Lamar Miller runs his ass off today, and I just don't see it going up against that Jets. So I'll be on the Jets here -4, and I feel pretty comfortable in that. I know that line's been up and down. A lot of that's probably due to, you know, the health of Fitzpatrick, also Revis, and, you know, the guys for the Jets have been banged up. But still, give me the Jets at home laying 4 points. I like it.
Shout-out to my man Brock Landers, 41, on Twitter there. Of course, you guys can tweet in to the show at JRich3000. If you guys got notes, plays, interesting there, information that we could use on the show always would be appreciated. But Brock, you know, tweets us in. You know, don't forget, Sleeping, you kind of hit on the London game there. You know, the Dolphins got a little revenge here, man. Not only did they lose that game, you mentioned that it wasn't really a true road game or home game for either team, but they lost that game and they got their coach fired. You know, they got the coach fired. I mean, how much is that just for the emotional thing? I think that's a good thing to look at there. You know, he likes Miami, you know, to throw in that, given that situation also. And then, to be honest, I think that was a little extra motivation thing that kind of swayed me towards that side also. Man, I think that has to matter. Now, they still got to go win the game. We'll see what happens again. The numbers really, I just don't see it, man. 4.5 for the Jets right now. Just to me seems crazy. Just to me seems very, very strange, Lee. All right, let's go to San Diego, Jacksonville. Look, man, San Diego, who likes San Diego at this moment in time? No one does. Everybody's shitting on the Chargers. No one likes the Chargers. McCoy on the hot seat. They've lost, what, 6 in a row? Is it 6? Yeah, they lost 6 in a row. No one likes the Chargers. But get the hell out of here with Jackson being favored at 5. Did I see it? Is it currently still 5? Get out of here, man. They know those are the Jaguars, right? I mean, maybe we don't know those are the Jaguars. Leave me, you know, sit at 4, and now it's going up to 5. Who's laying the 4 with Jacksonville? Unless you just hate the Chargers. Look, I understand, man. The San Diego team is not playing well at all. You know, but first of all, Carolina only had the late 3 up against the Jaguar team. I just find that very interesting. That was week 1. I just thought that was funny, as people could just sit and eat on that for a while. You only had the late 3 playing Carolina Panthers week 1 there up against the Jaguar team. You know, they beat, well, Buffalo, Miami, won Tennessee. You know, congratulations there. Very, very excited about the Jaguars. Another team that every year you hear is finally going to make the step forward there in that shitty division of theirs. You know, I understand the Rams having trouble in that tough division up in the West there. But there's no reason for the Jets to continue. I think they're making strides, Sleepy. And I say all this to say, I just don't like the fact they're favored by 5. You know, if this was minus 2.5, you know, I wouldn't be coming out as strong, Sleepy. But this just is a ridiculous number. I think you got to take the Chargers here or get off the game. If you like the Jags, man, I'm very, very interested why. I'm sure you got to have some stats, and you can't just hit me with the fact that you hate the Chargers, because this team at any time can come and light somebody up at any time. Well, we all know that's going to happen, especially offensively there, Sleepy. So they got to be able to run the ball. I know Jacksonville has a defense there, Sleep. So I think San Diego could actually win this game. They need to win this game. Again, their coach is on the hot seat. Jaguars, I'm not really scared of at home. Don't know about that Jacksonville home field advantage there, Sleep. Not really afraid of that. No reason why they should be laying 5 here against San Diego, even as much as we hate this team. Go ahead, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'll be honest. You know, we look for wagers that we can make in the game. And I think the only wager that you can make in this game right now is probably tying Jacksonville into a money line parlay. That's the way I would look. I would not lay 5 points with them. I mean, that team, you know, hasn't laid that many points in I don't know how long, but you're going to take a San Diego team that's banged up. They only scored 3 points last time they went out. They got romped against Kansas City. And to be honest with you, they have no passing game right now at all, let alone a running game. That team's predictable. Rivers is, you know, just going out there. He's getting killed. That offensive line is absolutely a mess. Going into Jacksonville is actually going to be a little bit of an issue, I think, for them. You know, West Coast to East Coast, I think, is going to hurt them. But you have a Jags team right now who's actually 4-6. And I just talked multiple times about teams that are 4-6 and teams that are 5-5. I'm not saying the Jags are going to make the playoffs, but if you look at the remaining schedule that they have, everything lines up for them to knock out a couple more wins. They got the Titans next week, then they get the Colts at home and the Falcons at home. Both of those teams, one of them has a banged-up quarterback, the other one in the Falcons, obviously not a strong defense. Then they finish up with the...
Oh, I think we lost Sleepy. All right, we lost Sleepy. Sleepy, jump back in there. We'll get you going there. I know he was talking that game. I want to go ahead and harp, you know, still while we're waiting for Sleep there. You know, I want to harp on the fact that, you know, the Chargers here, you know, they have lost 6 straight, man. And all to offensive teams, too. You know, they get beat up by Pittsburgh there. You know, they go to Green Bay at the time when everybody was still in love with Green Bay before everybody, threw Green Bay over the side and started asking if the Packers now aren't going to make the playoffs before all that. You know, they're also the Raiders, where the Raiders threw up 37 points. So, again, the defense there is the issue. The Baltimore game and the Chicago game are the interesting ones there. I mean, they lost by 3 points in both of those games, and Sleepy's back. Go ahead and finish your point, Sleep.
Oh, sorry about that, man. I dropped off on you. But more than anything, I think the Jags money line parlay is probably the way to look in that one. I would not be touching San Diego today. I just can't trust them with the issues on offense that they have. They have no running game. Their passing game right now is very leaky. Gates is banged up. They're just very, very predictable. And right now, you know, the Jags are actually coming off of, you know, a couple decent games where they actually picked up some wins. I like the Jags today, but only in a money line parlay.
You know, Fox tweets in right now, too, man. Look at the box score. He thinks actually, you know, maybe we're kind of overlooking San Diego there. They're in every game losing by 1 score. You know, Brock, I would agree with you. You know, that to me is the main thing, man. I brought up the Baltimore game there. I think there was some shenanigans in that game, if I remember correctly. They lost that one by 3. thing. It was like a last-second kick there. The Chicago Bears game, same thing. Lose that by three. Again, Oakland, Green Bay, and the Pittsburgh losses, they got overwhelmed by offensive teams. What the Jags are not. The Jags are not. So I don't see it here. In fact, I don't even see the Jags winning. I really think San Diego wins this game, to be honest with you. And again, it has a lot to do with me because the number is really outrageous. I'm always, like, offended by it. Like, get out of here with the Jags laying 5 points. It's really offensive. In fact, I'm on the Chargers. So I talked myself into it. I never get this upset about a line. It reminds me when I see hockey lines and they're just off, and I'm yelling at myself on the radio for no reason. They're looking like my granddad just yelling at something, and people are asking him, why are you upset? No reason to be upset here. I'm going to go ahead and jump myself on the Chargers with the 5. And right now, I know 5 is a dead number. Not this year in the NFL. Now we've seen games ended on 8. Weird numbers. The games are in on 11s. So I think I'll take every point possible. You give me over the key number of 4. Give me a 5. I'm going to take the Chargers. I don't think the Jags are ready to actually take that next step. You mentioned the fact they're in line for a playoff win, Sleepy. They need this game in order to do that. I think the Chargers, they're with the motivation there. No, they need to win the game. This is the weakest team they've seen in weeks. Since the Browns, 7 weeks ago, I believe, which was their last win. Since the Browns are the weakest team, they need to win this game at home. In fact, being on the road may be better for the Chargers, who are having an issue actually getting fans in their stadium only, as every other team seems to fill their stadium more than they do. Let's jump to the next one, man. Arizona, San Fran. It's another game I actually like. Man, there's a lot of games I like this week. You know, I like Arizona here, Sleep. I do, and this was one that crept under the 10 there. We saw that crazy number. I don't know how widely available those 7s were early. Again, we keep mentioning the fact that they'll get out ahead. There's some good numbers out there early there, Sleep, as this number crept up. As soon as I kick it to you, I'll go and get my man AZ Cards for him there. I know he always has a great breakdown. I believe he liked that first half under it. I think he likes. You know, I'll wait and I'll get what he likes to be exact, because he always has good information there. So for myself, 82 to the over is Arizona. So good reason. I was shocked to see 44.5. I know the issue is going to be, can San Francisco hold up their end of the bargain in order to get the over going? But Arizona, 8-2 to the over, too damn good. Actually very good. Two unders only, Sleepy. One to Pittsburgh, one to Baltimore. One to Baltimore. And that number was ridiculously high. I'm going to go take a look at that Baltimore number. It was 49.5. 49.5 was that closing total there. Pittsburgh there, you know, they scored, what, 13 points there on Pitt? And then that's abnormally there, too. So I think the question there, if you're looking at the total, can San Francisco score, you know, 3 points, 6 points, 17 points, 13 points in the last couple of weeks? Just not getting it done there on the road there, about 10 a game they're averaging there on the road. So I'm not really excited, man. That's the question. Wonder if you have thoughts on that here. All the wide receivers for the Cardinals are expected to play. So I think that's huge. They had some injuries there. Sleep, you may have some information on that. And lastly, Carson Palmer, 11 touchdowns in his last 3 games. They're lined it up. The Niners defense is just not going to get the job done. So saying all that, I think I'm going to go ahead and find out what that Arizona team total is, just in case San Francisco does not hold up their end of the bargain and get the game over. I think perhaps Arizona team total, then Arizona on the side, and then probably over in the ways. I would go 1-2-3 is the way I would kind of look at this game. How about yourself, Sleepy?
Yeah, I think Arizona probably blows out San Francisco today. I don't have any faith really in the Niners. Last week I actually played San Fran, Seattle over, cashed that ticket, because I really think Seattle's defense and San Francisco's defense are just not as good as they've been advertised over the last couple of years. But Arizona, you know, they got a nice win at home against Cincinnati, but I really think they take it to the Niners today. I don't like the Niners at all. That number was as high as 10.5. It's coming down. Don't be shocked, because that's a later game, and there's only a couple standalone games later on this afternoon if that line goes back up. So if you like Arizona, now is the time to bet them. Do not wait on it. San Francisco, in my opinion, man, you know, with Gabbert back there, hasn't looked all that bad. But this is the game where he looks bad. Arizona's going to do everything they can to exploit him. And I know they got some injuries on the defensive side of the ball. Peterson with his ankle. I know there was another cornerback that was banged up as well. But I think Arizona with the full the full throttle with the wide receivers there, obviously you got Brown, Fitzgerald. I mean, there's just a ton of weapons right now for Arizona. I think Carson Palmer potentially could have one of his biggest games because San Francisco's pass defense is absolutely horrible. I would lay 8, I would lay 9, I would lay 10, but obviously you can get an 8 now, so that's the number you want to grab. But I think Arizona beats them up. I think they beat them up pretty bad. I wouldn't be surprised if San Fran doesn't crack double digits today. I think this could be one of those big blowout 30-9 games, 30-6, somewhere in that area. I do like your idea with the team total for Arizona over. My guess is probably going to be 24.5 or 27.5.
27.
I think they crack 30 in this game. San Francisco, in my opinion, just doesn't have a whole lot to offer. That team's pretty much folded up like a cheap suit. So Arizona's looking to go ahead and get a big win, go ahead and keep it really rocking and rolling there in the NFC. I don't see any way in hell San Francisco hangs in this game, even at 8, 9, or 10. It has blowout written all over it. I'm not going to go ahead and try to throw my money on San Fran.
Yeah, money line, you know, parlay for me, definitely there with Cincinnati will be a side. I'm going to go ahead and take the 8, man. I got 8 right now. I'll go ahead and take that, man. I'm with you, man. I think San Fran holds in there. You know, I was looking at the team total. That 27 is a pretty big number. I think they get to it. But I prefer if they get over the – listen, man, they get over the team total 27, they're going to cover the 8. Get the hell out of here. The San Fran's going to put up 21 points. I don't see that happening at all. So I'd go ahead and think the best play for me would be to take it. I'm going to take the 8 there. So a couple of plays that I've added just going through the show. And, again, I appreciate Sleepy coming on, everybody listening. Part of this is how talking us into play sometime, man. I really – they're like Arizona now with the 8 and the Chargers at the 5. You know, those two plays that I like personally that I did not have before the show started. Honestly, this comes to that time of the show. That time of the show, man. We get our best bets and our teaser of the week. We'll save the teaser for the week for the last one. We got a lot of candidates, so I'm interested to see which way you're going to go. Every week we do this, man. It's fun for us, fun for you guys from the tweets and notes that I get. But, of course, Sleepy, it's all about making some cash here, man. So what do you think the best play is this week, side or total?
I'm going to be on the under in the Minnesota game, under 45. I think that's a strong, strong wager, to be honest with you. I also like that that Houston over. Those are the two strongest plays I have. I think I gave out a selection for every game of what I actually like.
Yeah, no doubt.
The Minnesota under is probably the strongest, probably the Houston over.
Okay, man, that's always the hardest thing, man, nailing it down to the best one. First of all, I like both of those. I played on both of those. Let me go look where everything is right now. Under 9.5. So both of my books now are, lines are just moving crazily. I swear Cincinnati was just at 10. Now it's back under the 9 there, Flippy. So I think right now, actually, man, I think the best play for me is Arizona at the 8. You know, if I can get to Cincinnati down a little bit lower, I like them also. I'll have those in a couple of parlays there and teasers there, Cincinnati, as I mentioned. But right now, I'll go ahead and take Arizona at the 8. I don't think there's any way they don't cover that. First half, let me see what that first half number is going to be. Can we get under the 4? No, they're not going to let us. They're going to put at 5.5. So I'd be off that at the 5.5. Thought we'd sneak and maybe get under a 4 there. So I'll take Arizona at the 8. And now for the best part of the show, for me at least, Sleep Teaser of the Week, we got a lot of candidates. I think there's a good 8 solid candidate side in total there. Let's see which one you put together, Sleepy. What do you think your best teaser of the week is?
Well, we know, as later on in the year, teasers start to get limited because these lines tend to get a little bit tighter. So teasers, starting at the, as we start getting, towards the end of the year, in my opinion, become better value. So, as we touched the game, I had Cincinnati at -9. I teased them down in a 7-point tease down to 2. And they took Washington up to +9.5. So I got Cincinnati -2, Washington +9.5. We'll hit that one today.
I really like that one. I really, really like that one. I think I'm going to add that one right now myself. I'm going to go ahead and take the Minnesota-Atlanta game. You tease that up as far as getting that total there. I think that total is going to go. Give me that through the 51 there. I'll take the 6.5. You get that through 51. I think you tease that with anything, man. You get a good winner there and go ahead and win it. Me personally, though, I'll put it with the Bengals. So I think you put it with Arizona also. Either way, you go ahead and catch the ticket, man. No way that one gets to 51. Minnesota, look, as crappy as I think they are, and now we're seeing Atlanta 2s out there. Still don't think we're going to see 3s there, Sleepy. We didn't even see Wise Guys come in and take the Atlanta 1.5, and that was out there all week. I heard Bob Scucci of the Orleans talk about that. He tried to throw out the 1.5 with one of the earlier books to go ahead and offer the 1.5 and then get Wise Guy money at the 1.5. perhaps the limits were not low enough for them to get on it, as we see the twos out there now. But I think that's the best one, man. I think that's the best one. You get the Minnesota, Atlanta up over that 51. You either tease that with Cincinnati or Arizona. Me personally, I got it with both. Sleepy, man, another damn good show, man. Again, we're going to talk. We're going to get maybe some hoops action going, man. That'll be one of our other shows. You know, Sleepy J and I get a college football show, another huge listening audience, man, over the Thanksgiving weekend. Like I mentioned before, Sleepy, man, people are listening to the show while they're hanging out with the family. Me personally, I like listening to the show on the drive. I got an hour drive up north for me, so I throw the shows on and listen to the shows doing then. I made the joke some people had the Bluetooth on at the kitchen table, man, listening to the show, trying to get a good college bet going on, man. So thanks, everybody, for listening to the show over the weekend, man. Hope everybody's Thanksgiving was good. Sleepy, man, I'll let you end, man. And tell us again how you're doing with the college basketball and NBA action coming. I know that Toledo game was close, Sleepy, but I got the 14.5, so I'll thank you. You gave me a free one there. I got the 14.5. Actually barely cashed that one as I was watching late night Toledo action here. And then screaming at these guys to play some defense, so that was fun. What else you got coming up for this week, college basketball, college football, NBA action?
Well, I really haven't done much work the last couple of days with the NBA or college basketball. It's funny you talked about that Toledo game, though, because I stayed up till I think it was 1:30 or 1:30.
Oh, late. It was late,
Late, and, you either lost one or pushed, but no, I ended up laying 15.5 because I jumped on that one early. A lot of you guys end up cashing, so I was happy
about
that.
Yeah, it came down. Okay, good. You knew. People came and let you know. I didn't want to say it because I know you got out there with the 15.5, but yeah, I was happy. I caught a 14.5, man. I think they got a three there that the team Toledo was playing against in that first half, man. They kind of fucked it up, of course, and Toledo just was kind of lackadaisical defensive-wise.
Yeah, man, I don't know what was going on in that game. I actually had that game lined at about 25.5, but it was filled with so many fouls. I actually caught the end of the game. I had it streamed on there, and I was just like, oh, man, this is one of these goofy games. But in reality, Toledo probably should have lost the game because they had that game was floating around 9, 10, 11 for a long time there. And a big foul and then a big missed shot, and they go down, they sink a bucket, they hit a couple free throws. Within the, I think it was within like the 45-second mark, and that's really we got it done for you guys who had 15, but or 14.5. But no big deal. I took a loss on 7-2 of my college basketball plays so far this year. So it's been a pretty good year. I'll probably have some stuff lined up. Obviously, we're coming into our last week, and we didn't even touch on college football today. Obviously, we know that the season's wrapped up now, and we got to go to the championship games coming up, and then we get in the bowl season. So. My NBA and college basketball stuff will be it'll be red hot, rocking and rolling, and I'll be really diving into that. But overall, I had a pretty good holiday. I did pretty good over the last couple weeks, but this weekend was actually pretty good. I did real good in college football and NFL. Hopefully today, me and you could have a good day, but I don't know, man. We'll see what goes on.
I think we had a lot of good plays. I think we had a lot of good plays. Another damn good show. Again, you guys look out for the college football show. We'll get that going now, depending on when these games are going, when Sleepy and I get time. Again, that was one of the better listened to shows we had. Look out for me on the NHL, man. One game on tap today, Florida going to Detroit. I'm trying to figure out. I got three ways I'm playing this game. Depending on what kind of action you like, if you like the first period, you kind of quick, you get your bets in and out. I think that game tips off at 11 a.m. here on the West Coast wise. Look at that first period under, laying a little juice at 145 there. But if you like to play those, again, your bet's over, and in 20 minutes or so, strong numbers towards that under. Even that 145 looks like a big number. Probably should be closer to 160, 165, given the stats both of these teams, top five in first period defense. I do like that one. Not a crazy bet. It's only one unit bet. Don't go nuts on that. I think Detroit actually wins the game, too, with Mesurek in net, as Scott mentioned there early. So two plays to attack that game. One unit plays. Again, don't go crazy. We'll look for some other bets during the week. Sleepy, man, we'll get a day to get the college football going. Look forward to it. Of course, what do you think is going to happen, man? Any shakeup in your Final Four? Give me a shocking person, that's a shocking team that's in the Final Four. I know we saw the Stanford game go down. We saw Oklahoma. Is it going to be some shockers? It's pretty much standard. We know who's going to be in there, and we shouldn't see anything happen out of the ordinary. Or do you see a little upset of the apple cart, so to say, What do you think is going to happen in your top four?
I actually think that, you know, Iowa State has a pretty good shot, and they're a dog right now.
They're Iowa State?
Iowa against Michigan State.
Okay.
So I think Iowa has a chance to upset them, but I wouldn't be overly confident. Connor Cook, obviously, with Michigan State, looked awesome yesterday against Penn State. They absolutely blew them out. But I'm going to give you my upset of the week. It's going to be North Carolina. It's going to be Clemson. I've been waiting for it all year long. Clemson ranked number one. I'll tell you right now, they're a fraud. Even if they win this game, they're going to get beat in the playoffs, and they're probably going to get blown out no matter who they play. They're probably the third biggest fraud team in college football. They're ranked number one.
I watched
yes,
that game. Sleep, I watched that Clemson game. What the hell is going on? South Carolina's moving the ball over the place, scoring. I mean, not at will, but damn it, whatever that is right under at will. That's what they were doing. Very odd to see that. A lot of fumbles. This whole, you know, listen, man, I know this was fun. You know, a lot of you guys that love college football, this was all I saw was fumbles all week. Every game I turned to, somebody's fumbling the damn ball. I don't know if that's been happening all year, Sleeper, or just the week. I was really focused on college football, as I'm usually locked in. There was 12 games on the ice last night. Decided to turn into some hockey. Every damn game I turned, there had to be 12 fumbles in that damn Clemson-Florida State game. Saw Notre Dame, there's some fumbles there, just fumbling all over the place. But anyway, the point to say there, yeah, I didn't like what I saw from Clemson either. How about North Carolina, Sleepy? Is this a team we just forgot of because they lost to South Carolina there early on in the year? Because every time I see a highlight, North Carolina's lighting up the scoreboard and getting it done. Or did they have some hiccups and I'm just not remembering that they laid an egg again earlier on in the season? I just don't remember.
I mean, that team's good. I mean, their quarterback in Williams is very good. Quinshaw Davis, their wide receiver, you know, he's one of the best guys in college football. You got the kid Switzer, the running back is great. They have a powerful offense. Their issue is defense. Can they slow down Clemson? I think they can because I don't think Clemson's offense is all that powerful. Now, it's really going to come down to, you know, how effective can that North Carolina offense be against Clemson's defense. Now, it's going to be tough. Obviously, this one, you know, it isn't going to be played in Clemson. They're the favorite laying 5.5. This one's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. So you would assume, you know, being in the game in North Carolina, you're probably going to get a lot of North Carolina fans at this game. I'll be honest with you. I have North Carolina rated as a better team. I could care less that Clemson's ranked number one. You know, what they showed me over the last, you know, over the entire season is one thing. But they go up against South Carolina, a team that got beat by the Citadel last week. They allow 32 points. They only score 37. This has, you know, upset in the making, but let's just say Clemson sneaks out a win here. I'm telling you, don't put any money on Clemson because they're not going to cover. They're going to get beat in the playoff one way or another, and they're going to get embarrassed. I hope and pray that if they do beat Carolina that they have to play Alabama because they'll get smashed because they're a fraud. And I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks, the same with Stanford and the same with that bum LSU team. Clemson fits right in there. I'm telling you, don't be shocked if they get beat. If you lay your money on Clemson, it's gonna hurt. When you get there,
so. that number came out 6.5. Sleepy down, seeing some 5.5 already. Let me get you this one again. I don't want to give out too much, but let me see if you got an initial thought on this Michigan State number. Looks like I've seen that 4 right now. Were there threes? Was that widely available? Looks like that 3 was not widely available. Pretty much 4, just sitting at 4. Michigan State, Iowa. Looks like you're not too confident there on either way on that one, man. We'll wait for that one if you have a strong opinion. Because you already gave us North Carolina. I like that one.
Yeah, I don't have much of an opinion on the Michigan State. I would assume the public's probably going to come in here on Michigan State because you're going to hear a lot of chatter about, you know, the Iowa schedule. And that's one thing you touched on, you know, often every week, you know, that they haven't really played many, you know, strong teams. And Michigan State, you know, they've played pretty well. And they've beaten actually some pretty decent teams. But with Connor Cook back in there, they're healthy. I would assume you're going to see nothing but public money here on Michigan State. The Wiley guys
would
probably
you know, sorry, my fault. I jumped in. I thought you were finishing. My fault. What would you assume that total? Obviously, the totals are not out. So the Florida-Alabama game and the Michigan State-Iowa, I'd be looking to go under. One, should I be scared of what happened there? Michigan State lighting up Penn State there. I thought we'd see maybe a defensive game there. I'll be looking under there, Sleepy. What number should I be looking for? They'd be like, yo, Jay Rich, if you see 45, that'd be a good number to go under. You know, if you see it closer to maybe 40, something like that, kind of stay away. What would be with your number in your head there for the over, for the totals in both of these games, Florida, Alabama, and Michigan State? What number would you be looking at? Obviously, you're guessing, there, Sleepy. I'm just interested because there's no number there, and you know this sport way more than I do. What numbers would you assume would come out there for the total for both of those if I'm looking to go ahead and look under on both?
I could tell you I would not bet over 42.5, and I probably wouldn't bet under that number. So I'm going to say probably somewhere around 42.5, maybe 43 would keep me off the total. That's probably where that line's going to come out. I don't think they'll really give the better.
How about the Florida one?
As far as the total in that game, I would probably say that one might come out a little bit higher. I'm going to go ahead and say maybe around 45, pretty much because of Alabama. You know, they put some points on the board, but I would probably think that you'll probably see two under games in those games. I won't be on Alabama. I know they're laying a hefty price. I think they're laying somewhere around 17, even 17.5. I can guarantee you that number is going to drop. The way 17.5 is going to last, you know, it's not going to last. Florida will take some type of money in that game. I wouldn't lay that kind of a number.
All right, championship weekend. Sleepy and I will come back with you with more numbers, more stats, more days to actually break the games down. Sleepy, man, you can tell he's locked in right off the total, right off the top of his head. If he gets the total, man, I bet he comes damn close to those numbers. We'll go ahead and look at a couple of games, man. We'll even break down games like Georgia State, Georgia Southern, man. That's a game I'm actually interested in. Appalachian State, I always love that team. Got a lot of big games. Southern Mississippi, Western Kentucky, a game I'm actually interested in. Temple, Houston game, Sleepy, comes out 7. Looks like that's down 5. That number's crashing there. 4.5 is now up to 5, actually. It went up to 5. Looks like that 7 was a false number. Actually, it was available at Pinnacle to 7. It's just come down. 7, 6, now down to 5. There's a couple of people that actually hit 4, and we're back up to 5. Looks like it's going to even out right there at 5. The Temple-Houston game would definitely be interesting. USC-Stanford sitting at 4 right now. That will be interesting there, Sleep. Maybe I can go and get some from Pat, see if he has some of these games like William & Mary going up against Richmond, Citadel, Charleston, Southern. I bet Pat has those already lined up, probably already has bets ready to fire on those. All right, Sleepy, let's wrap it up, man. We've got a couple of hours here, a couple of minutes, 40 minutes or so till game time. Still time to get your bets in against Sleepy J. If you guys missed any of the show, it'll be available, podcast version, less than 5 minutes. It'll be available if you guys missed it. We started off the Sunday, Monday night games and just went rotational order after that, giving out pretty free plays in the games we liked. We like a lot of those early games. Look for cash some tickets there in the early 10 a.m. games as far as the West Coast there, Sleepy. Good luck to you, my man. We'll talk to you soon, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll look to get our college championship week show going, Sleep.
All right, Jared. Good luck today, man. Thanks, all of us.
Hey, good luck, brother. Thanks for coming on, man. See you next time.
All right.